So, you've never really been a radio listener. We get it. But we think you'll like what you hear on Interlochen Public Radio. In the mornings, we bring you up to speed on life in Northern Michigan. In the evenings, you can hear essential and emerging artists on World Cafe and other music shows. So, try us on for a minute. See if we fit. Stream IPR News at iprnews.org.
You're driving down the road, you're doing 5 over the speed limit, maybe closer to 10 if you're on the freeway, and then you see it. A car with a certain logo, an SUV with a light on the roof, just sitting in a parking lot, or a turnaround, or a driveway, hanging out. You feather the brakes, you put both hands on the steering wheel, you merge back into the right lane as if that was your plan all along. Just play it cool. Is the car pulling out onto the highway? Are they? Am I good? And you look down, and now you're going 5 under the speed limit. Yeah, we've all been there. Fewer of us have been on the other side of that interaction, sitting inside a police car, watching as vehicles go whizzing past. Which ones are okay? Which ones need to be stopped? This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. In this episode, reporter Austin Rolater takes us to Mansalona, a village in Antrim County that is quite literally at a crossroads. M88 starts there, so does M66, and then there's US 131, a 4-lane divided highway in most of Michigan. But in Mansalona, it is 2 lanes, with a speed limit of 45 miles per hour. A lot more cars are going through Mansalona these days compared to a decade ago, and police are watching for those who are going through town too quickly. Here's Austin.
Are we looking for crime right now?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time.
All the time, yep.
That's Mansalona Police Detective Michael Godfrey. He hops on the radio.
I'll have a ride-along with me, brown pants and red shirt.
That's me, a ride-along. My shirt was maroon, but I let it slide. He took me to his favorite stakeout spot.
Stationary radar, but if you want to call it stakeout, then yeah, sure.
Stationary.
Yep, stationary radar.
Detective Godfrey was pretty excited about this spot. He found it himself. It's in the 45 zone, tucked away in a parking lot behind the subway on the north side of town. Cars are whizzing by as he explains the basics of a good stationary radar spot.
So the speed limit actually changes all the way down at the light. So I like to be generally fair when it comes to like people getting off of, you know, a 55 mile an hour zone. I'm not gonna sit right on the other side of it and, you know, necessarily pull you over.
He turns on the radar mounted on the dashboard. And that sound is the audio representation of the speed of each passing car. It tells him how fast each vehicle is going without having to take his eyes off the traffic.
This truck right here is going 42, 41. The one right behind it, it'll switch. So then it switches to this one, it's 39. Do you see how that that front end kind of dipped down? So that's them seeing us and basically slowing down.
But were they slowing down because they saw us? Or were they just obeying the posted speed limit sign? I wanted to find out, so I jumped in my own car and drove past the speed trap. I'm doing 45 on the dot.
All right, here we are, headed towards him. He's basically hiding behind the Welcome to Mansalona sign. Can't see him at all.
When he comes into view, he waves at me. Police Chief Jen Seeley knows Godfrey's spot well, but she contests that he's not invisible.
We are visible if you're paying attention. If people are actually observing speed limit signs and not looking at their phones, we are visible.
I drove and I knew he was there, and you can't see him there. And
which direction are you coming from?
So I was coming from the north. He's invisible right
so
there.
If you were coming from the north, you didn't see him, mm-hmm. Right? But if you were coming from the south, he would be visible.
Yeah.
So he is still visible.
We weren't taking readings of the speeds from people coming from the south.
Yeah, his tactics in the car are legal, but yes, sometimes we have to be a little creative.
Then back in the car with Godfrey.
That one is 10 over the speed limit.
We're pulling someone over for speeding.
Central 773 traffic.
All right, the detective got out of the car. He's approaching the vehicle. Seems like all's going as planned. He's having a little chat with him. Eventually, he returned with the speeder's license, registration, proof of insurance.
All righty.
The paperwork is all up to date, he says.
So this person, you know, they have relatives from out of state. They're just on vacation, just passing through, you know, polite. Made a mistake. Today we're just gonna let him go with a warning and have him slow it down a little bit.
MDOT estimates over 11,000 vehicles pass through Mancelona every day. Most of them are going the speed limit, but for the ones that aren't, Chief Seeley offers a bit of advice. Once you're pulled over, what's the best way to avoid getting a ticket?
My honest answer is to just, I mean, we're also just people. So we get it, people have bad days, but we're just doing our job. So you're nice, we'll be nice. You know, we're not set out to be mean. We don't like to ruin people's days. We want people to be aware of what's going on.
Reporter Austin Rolater with that story. The Up North Lowdown is made at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Thanks for listening. Drive safely.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.